USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. The investigation into a possible hate crime at a NASCAR event in Alabama is complete. USA's Tim Berg with the findings.
The FBI and Justice Department have announced they found no federal crime was committed after a noose was found in the stall of NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama. The FBI statement saying the FBI has completed their investigation at Talladega Super Speedway and determined that Bubba Wallace was not the target of a hate crime. They're also saying that the garage door pull rope fashioned like a noose had been in that specific stall since 2019.
Pubs, restaurants, hotels, and hairdressers in England can open next month. That's when social distancing rules will be eased. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said people should maintain their distance, though, when possible. The government's chief medical advisor said the easing of rules represented a reasonable balance of risk. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
There will be a baseball season in 2020. Major League Baseball players have worked out the details for a 60-game season that will start mid-July. The last hurdle around safety and health protocols was cleared Tuesday night. Players will report for training July 1st. Also happening this year, Macy's 4th of July fireworks. However,
it will not be like the past where there's one big giant show. We do not want a lot of people out watching. There's not going to be a single focal point. In fact, we're only going to let out information about specific points very close to the actual moment when these shows happen. It's going to be a series of shows, only 5 minutes each.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says each of the city's five boroughs will have their own fireworks show. The finale will happen on Independence Day, nationally televised, of course. The numbers from Wall Street looked good on Tuesday. The Dow finished up 131 points. The Nasdaq gained 75. The S&P 500 up nearly 13.5. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A survey finds single men's choice in pets can affect their dating life. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
I got cat class and I got cat style.
You might have cat style, but Colorado State University researchers say their new study suggests that women are not very interested in dating guys with cats. They showed hundreds of women photos of two men. One photo would be of a man with a cat in the picture, the other of a different man with no pet in the picture. 38% of the women said they were likely to date the man that didn't come with the cat. 33% of women were likely to go out with the guy after seeing his picture, including the furry friend. But the authors say that the conclusion is American culture sees cat men as less masculine. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Big box retailer Walmart says the Mississippi state flag will not be displayed, quote, in its current form. The current form includes the Confederate emblem. A company spokesman told The Hill while the issue of the flag's design continues to be discussed, they decided to remove the flag from their stores. Mississippi is the only state flag in the country with the Confederate emblem. Calls for changes to the flag come as protests against racial inequality continues. You can find news on demand anytime at our website. It's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.